He unleashed on Austin Centerbrand. What did Austin do? Happened right there at the basketball courts at school.
Can you guide us?
Absolutely.
Going to the court.
Oh, shut up,
Zach. You don't know what the hell I want, man. I thought you did. I thought you were a friend. You are just like everybody else.
Sorry, oh, I'm sorry.
You broke it.
Nobody's moving in, Kyle. Nobody's going to shoot you. You are not in danger.
I know, but I'm not getting out of here. I'm ready. I'm supposed to go.
I know what happened here.
I don't know what else
to do. I know they left you out here all night until the next morning, and then nothing happened to the people who did that to you.
You don't care. We care.
I do care. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry about what happened to you.
But nothing ever changes. Is it your
and made what you're doing now? This makes everything so much worse, and I know you don't want to be responsible for that. I know you don't really want to hurt your friends. The only ones who truly understand.
I'm going to charge you, Clark.
Freedom is what you do with what's been done to you. John also.
What's this?
It's a present from Roxy.
You do this every day.
Although I'm jealous for a while, you'd be on the payroll, but I'm nothing if not a father. I was just thinking about how you and Roxy probably saw some pretty intense stuff while you were at the Rangers, and maybe a pink sweater isn't her thing. Not that pink is a super badass, just sweaters are restrictive and it's making more her jam.
This is dope.
You like it?
Yes. Thank you. Roxy's answer.
Okay. I knew I could actually get it right. It was good to get it right. I may not be able to prevent myself from Brandon Hanson dog kind of a snot every day, mind you, because that would be excessive.
Yeah, you're the queen of moderation.
I am the queen of
it. Anybody out there? Hello.
Hello, Steve. How you doing? I'm here. I'm in the background. I guess we're waiting for other people and Jeff to jump on here.
Yeah, how are you?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks.
Very good.
Usually Jeff is pretty punctual.
Yeah, I noticed in the invite email that you sent out shortly before 5, it indicated 7 p.m. And then I saw in the title something about 7:30. So I was a little confused. So I jumped on for 7.
Yeah, the last couple of meetings I've been out, they did start at 7. So. So what happens, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. How's the point? All school. No luck. You took me out, but you took me out last year. I'm going with the story.
Oh, I said I was in your house. That's what the phone said.
Yeah, I'm going to hire the PKs.
Okay.
As long as we're at my house, we can't get some money. Okay, serious question. Why are you all be dating? It's not for acting hungry. Not a bummer at home?
Sure.
Thanks. Thanks.
The probability of that happening is I know, but I went there. And I'm telling you, it was.
We need to talk. Has not been away on special assignment. That's something we have to say as a cover for the investigation.
What investigation?
I saw Peter Lewis watching one of Jeff's doctor meetings.
By the time he left, Lewis had taken off. The bureau's actually
out of the days after Mr. Scratchy surfaced in Arizona, one of the victims was to catch up with me and to appreciate the harsh crimes to do for him.
I just sent Jeff, I responded to the email that he sent out.
Yeah, I just did the same
trying to see if if he meant 7 or for 7:30 or if he's having trouble.
Thank you.
crispy chicken out that store is fire on every level. Fresh chicken hot off the grill. For rich marinade, sear fruity peppers, and ground
Gentlemen.
All right.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Didn't get the memo saying 7:30?
I got conflicting information in the same memo.
Yeah, probably.
It said 7:30 up top, but 7 in the text, in the content.
Yeah, that's my bad. That's what happens when you copy and paste and don't read it carefully.
Oh, boy.
You guys know there was a public informational meeting tonight for some kind of path?
Yeah, my wife told me about it.
Some rail trail or something like that?
No, I think they're trying to make a connection to from the where are they trying to make a connection to? From the town hall area and the Heritage Farm down Brandy Street, I think, to the rail trail.
Right.
They got I don't know, $1.2 million or so from the state. So they're trying to gather input from the general public.
So are we going to be meeting at 7 or 7:30 going forward, just so I know?
Because
the last two...
That's a question. I'm trying to get better participation. So I kind of moved to 7:30 because I had something else going on, you know, earlier, and I just literally just got out of it. But looking to go to hybrid, because I think that might improve the participation, because I know there's, you know, some people just don't like the Zoom format.
Right.
But you know, we'll open that for discussion once we open the meeting. I mean, there's a few things that are going on. I looked at the Board of Selectmen's website and Board of Finance, and I didn't see anything in there. Maybe I didn't spend a lot of time looking, but I didn't see anything in there in reference to money for us. But we'll get into that in the agenda. I know Eric's jumping on, so that would give us more than enough.
Hallelujah.
Somebody got a TV on?
Not me.
I do, actually. Let me take care of that. Actually,
it's okay. Well, you leave it on until for now, but it's going to be distracting later.
I didn't realize it was not allowed.
At least 2 weeks before starting Altamiris, and Altamiris is urgent. You should also
one, two, three, four, five. There's only five. Quan, how's business?
I would say overall, things are good. Looking to expand into some new interests this year. So keeping a steady full plate.
Yeah, I'm super busy. I've been hiring people. Like, I can't find people fast enough.
Yeah. The jobs are out there if people are willing to take them.
Yeah, I mean, my right now it's a hyper competitive market for people. It's crazy. Late last week, my HR department was able to find me a couple, pretty good resumes, people actively looking. As soon as I got the resume in front of me, I called within an hour. And these people already had offers. I'm talking to people on the phone. I didn't see them face to face or even on Zoom. I'm talking on the phone and because it's so hyper competitive right now, I'm making offers, look at the resume, talk to them. I'm like, okay, this person will work, make an offer right on the phone.
It's really a change. It's really kind of the market is kind of a job seekers market.
Yeah, it depends what you're in. I'm doing engineering on the civil engineering side of, a lot of state DOT and municipal type work. I can't find people fast enough.
Yeah. I'll be right back. Dog just had a little accident here with regurgitation. So I'll be right back.
Could be worse than that.
Yeah, it could be. I'll be right back.
Steve, how about with you? How's business?
Not bad. Slowed down the hair, but it's starting to pick up.
Slowed down because the interest rates are?
Well, yeah. I actually have a couple of contractors I work with, and they've actually had some projects get put on hold due to his customers don't want to pay the interest rates and the cost of the expansion.
Yeah, I can see that on the construction side, but I do DOT municipal, a lot of DOT municipal work. So that's not really a factor because they're not, they're not taking loans.
Yeah, they got to weigh the cost versus potential income.
Yeah, and then if you're taking loans for it, it's a longer term cost too. It's not like it's okay, the cost is now and it's over. It's something that they get to live with for a while if you're taking loans.
Yeah. And notoriously in our business, normally like this time of the year does slow down a little, which is fine with us because it's gonna be 90 on Friday and our phones are already starting to blast because people panic.
It's a catch-22. It's kind of good for business.
But you just can't, the first hot day, we just can't keep up. It takes us, it all depends on how bad it is, but it could take us 2 weeks just to get caught up because we'll get 150 calls.
You take them and you put them in the order you get.
Unless
it's somebody that's giving you repeat business all, like every other week.
No, yeah, if they're a account, they obviously go to the top of the list. If it's a newbie,
yeah,
we try to funnel them through the system and get to them. It's just people are getting just angry after this year. The COVID just made people angry and miserable.
I have to agree with it. And this instant gratification society, I think between the internet and emails and texts and everything else, everybody wants like everything now.
It's the truth. And you'll get
I start off my career, you wanted to talk to somebody, you pick up the phone, you had to freaking look up their phone number because you had a phone book where you looked up their number, you called them. If they weren't home, you left a message on their answer machine and they might get it that night. They might listen to it and they might, call you back the next day.
Right.
If you really need to get somebody, you set it, if you really wanted, high impact, you set up an actual face-to-face meeting.
Right.
And you had to write a letter. writing a letter was a process. it was a process, you know. But if you wrote a letter, it meant something. Now, you know, I write a few letters here and there when it really needs to make an impact. But other than that, it's emails. And people like, I'll send somebody 50, I'll have 50 emails before lunch.
Oh, yeah.
They'd send me an email at 9 o'clock and they're calling me 10 after nine and say, hey, did you get my email? Like, I have no idea. What do you mean you don't know? I'm like, yeah, I can't babysit my email waiting for every email to pop in here. I'd never That's get right. anything. Oh, did you get my email? I'm like, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know, we'll have clients call up. Like, you know, I had one yesterday. It was a church out of West Hartford, and he wants to do like 10 ductless splits and change a 15-ton air conditioner. I said, well, I'll get out there, but it's going to take me a week. And I go, by the time we permit this and do design work, it's 2 months. Well, what do you mean? I go, well, we're not sitting and just waiting for your call. And there's a lot of people
that kills me, because people say, well, why can't you do it for 2 months? Well, because I got $3 million worth of freaking work on the books.
Right.
And you think I'm gonna prioritize your $5,000 job when it's a one shot deal, or I gonna prioritize the person that's giving me, you know, $100,000 every month.
Right. And we have to design it. We have to come out and measure. We have to check electrical. We have to see, you know, there's zoning requirements for outdoor equipment.
Yeah.
Especially this is West Hartford. West Hartford's very delicate where air conditioning units go.
Yeah.
And I go, it could take a month to get a permit. You know, West Hartford's very behind. So,
I think honestly, from my perspective, a month is way too long to get a permit.
It is.
That's way
too long. You know, some towns are great, but West Hartford is just behind. They tell us. Every town does have it pretty much in their statute. They have allowed 30 days to review. But we don't find that much. But still, it's at least a week.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get, we do design work for the DOTs and municipalities, too. And there's always the, you know, if we get contractor submittals, most of the time we get 30 days in the contract. Hey, contractor, if you submit us something, this kind of thing, we get up to 30 days to review it.
Right.
I didn't even come close to going 30 days.
Right.
I'm freaking out on my people if we're not responding in 2 days.
You're right.
You know, because I don't want to hold up a contractor from progress.
That definitely puts a kink in the whole process.
Well,
and then he gets you approve him, man. He's got to order it. You know about right, how much fun right. that is right
but now. Here, the problem with us responding so quickly is the contractors get used to it.
Yeah, right.
you know. So if something slips through the cracks, or you're just really busy and you can't get to, it and it goes a week, they're like, "Hey, where's my review?
Right, what's going on?
We haven't started it yet. Why not? Well, we're too busy. Well, you normally give it back to us in 2 days. What's going on?"
That's the truth, people. There you go, that instant gratification, right?
I know other consultants that purposely drag out reviews. Even if they're done, they don't send it because they don't want to get the contractors used to them responding instantly.
Right.
But that's not how I want to run my business.
Well, we're the same way. We just want to get it off our desk, let it get it going. Give it to the next team. Let's go get it working. Let's get it installed and move on to the next one.
Yeah. And we do, you know, like I said, we do a lot of work for the DOTs and municipalities, but we also do a lot of work directly with the contractors. And we get that time is money.
Right.
Sitting around, you got guys sitting around twiddling their thumbs waiting for a review. That costs a lot of money. Adds up very much.
Sure does.
Idle people and idle equipment don't make you any money.
We don't know how this year is going to go. We think it's going to be off a little just because of the interest rates.
Yeah.
People are a little nervous. Inflation worries. I mean, let's face it, people are spending more on utility bills and on food and other things. And that does take some of their money away from the budget if they don't technically need a new air conditioner, but they know it's on their last legs. They might try to limp it along. Which you can't blame them.
No, I mean, it's, you know, it's economics.
It's reality.
Yep. We got about
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
According to my clock, 7:27 I have.
Ashley, you're taking notes.
Me?
Yes, no. I am.
Okay, great. Eric, how you doing?
Good, you?
Good. Can't complain. We're just shooting the breeze, waiting, you know, taking up some time. You guys see the agenda?
Yes.
Yep.
Has anybody looked at the various minutes?
Yep.
I have. Much of it is a little light.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of activity for a while.
Yeah.
So we're just going to rifle through them. And basically, you know, when we get into this July meeting, approve, not approve, anybody comments? Most of you guys are going to have to abstain, like Steve. You know, you're going to have to abstain. You still can vote, but it's an abstain. It still counts. Anybody hear from anybody else?
No.
No.
I believe Stacy said she was going to jump in. Did anybody know Kevin Glenn? I'm showing 7:30. You guys want to start?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, let's call this meeting to order. In attendance is myself, Quan, Eric, and Steven. Eric, we're going to seat you for Kevin. First thing on the agenda, meeting minutes. Anybody have any comments on July 12th, 2022? We have a motion to approve by the chair. We get a second.
A second. I defer to Eric on that second.
Okay, that's fine. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any abstainers? Steven?
Same.
Okay, August 9th, 2022, meeting minutes. Any comments? Hearing none, the chair makes a motion to approve. We get a second, Eric?
Sure.
Motion to approve? Aye.
Aye.
Any abstainers?
Same.
Thank you. September 2022, meeting was canceled. October 2022, it was notes only because we didn't have an official agenda. So we'll just let those stand. November, same thing. December, there was no meetings. January was canceled. And February was an informal discussions only. So there's no notes there. Let's see, what are we up to? March. Again, just informal, so there's nothing there. So that's it. Correspondence. I did send Selectman Sawyer an email on 3/15/2023 with a follow-up email on 3/29/23. And I will read the email into the record if I can find it.
I'm sorry, Jeff, what was the follow-up email? I have the initial email you sent out.
I'll read them both.
It was 3/15.
3/15 was the original one, and the 3/29 was the follow-up.
Okay, thank you.
The 3/15 email reads, Selectman Sawyer, the commission has completed a solicitation and request the following from the Board of Selectmen and Board of Finance. Number one, secure funding for advertising for the two solicitations. The amount is undetermined, but is required as soon as possible. Number two, secure the funding for professional engineering architectural services for Bolton Firehouse in the amount of $50,000. This amount is approximate. The funding is needed immediately so we may proceed with our work. Number three, secure funding for the design build team QBS solicitations for the Bolton Firehouse in the amount of $99,000 for the short listed teams to prepare formal proposals. This funding must be available at the time we receive qualification packages from interested teams. Should the Board of Selectmen or Board of Finance wish to discuss, I can attend meetings as necessary, except for next week. Jeffrey Scala, blah, blah, blah. That's it. I got no response from Selectmen or anybody else from the town regarding that one. And it was only sent to Pam Sawyer. I followed up on the 29th of March. Selectman Sawyer, have you discussed or forwarded my emails to the Board of Selectmen or Board of Finance for discussions and considerations? And I basically signed the email. I did not receive a response to that email. And that is the rest of the, that's all the correspondence I have. Does anybody have anything else that should be part of the record?
So the follow-up on 329 till today is nothing. Roughly 13 days, so just shy of 2 weeks with no response.
And I did review a couple agendas for the Board of Selectmen, and I did not see anything on the agenda regarding this commission.
So are we a commission?
We are.
They don't recognize that. Come on.
But we're not a standing item on the agenda, so they don't really do anything unless we ask them. But I was expected that they would have some kind of something in the agenda reading correspondence. I glanced through the minutes, but I did not listen to the tapes, and the minutes are kind of generic. No staff presentation currently here. Number 16 agenda is, has everybody seen and read the two solicitations?
Yeah.
You and I, Quan, have you?
Yeah.
I read part of one.
I've read them.
Stephen, have you gone through them?
I have.
Quan, you have not?
Just part of one.
Are you guys comfortable enough that we can vote them on and formally send to the Board of Selectmen for final in action?
I am.
Stephen? Okay.
I'm good.
I make a motion to forward the two solicitations to the Board of Selectmen for formal action in consideration on their part for funding and approval to move forward for this commission and to advertise the solicitations. Do I have a second?
Second. Or whoever.
I don't care. Who said second? Quan?
It was not me. It was between Stephen and Eric.
Stephen, I'll give it this one to you. Second by Stephen. Any discussions?
I do have a quick question. Well, actually, let it go, and then I do have a question.
If it's related to this, now's the time.
Yep.
You said 50 grand for the engineering, for advertising, and to pay an engineer. That's to pay the engineering firm to come up with a scope, correct?
Correct.
So the 99,000 is to pay a design build team?
That is the idea behind the 90,000. We'd shortlist three consultants and there'd be a $33,000 stipend.
Okay.
But they get to spend money to come up with their proposals.
Okay.
They get to do partial design work. They get to do some conceptual drawings and that sort of thing.
I got it.
That's kind of, at this point, I didn't want to break 100,000. That's why I came up with 99. It could be more, it could be less, but that'll be, that's something we got to work on. We got to get at least seed money from the town first. That's okay. What I'm thinking.
That works.
It's just like, okay, if I were to prepare a solicitation and working with an architect, doing some sketches and doing, going out in the field, looking at the building, what's going to take? I'm like, 33 sounds, in the ballpark. There's a motion on the floor. Any more discussions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays or abstainers? Hearing none, that passes. Number six, other discussions? Anything else anybody wants related to the firehouse? The only other thing that I want to say in reference to the firehouse is there's not going to be a whole lot for us to do with this going forward until we have some kind of money secured. Because I'm not willing to solicit architects and contractors unless the town has money available, because nobody's going to look at it. Because the first question they're going to get is, does the town have money?
Right.
Is there actually some type of budget in your mind of what this addition and retrofit was going to cost?
I did run some numbers, and they're
a couple million.
Yeah, north of a couple million.
Okay. So that's what the town is going to have to try to find.
They have to either create a bonding for it. There is possibilities the state would kick in some money, but you got to chase some grants. Yeah. But at the minimum, we need seed money.
Right. Minimum.
We need seed money to get somebody to help us create the solicitation, and then seed money to get some designs and costs and that sort of thing. That's part of the initial 50,000 is just tech engineer come in, look at the building, work with a scope on us, come up with cost estimates of what it's going to take best. And then the design build teams would, you know, come up with their concepts based on what we want and need.
Yep. Okay.
So, new business number 7, the only thing on the agenda for new business that I threw in there was meeting dates. It seems that second Tuesday of the month is tough for some people. I've had some discussions with Stacy being tough on Tuesdays. Is there other days that might work for the rest of you guys? I know, Eric, me and you had a discussion that you're pretty free.
Pretty free, yep.
Steven and Quan. I know, Quan, you're pretty active, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you Wednesdays will not work. I have other town meetings. And then potentially, I'm trying to remember, either the third or last Thursday of a month would also be troublesome for me.
Okay. Can you each send me an email?
Yeah.
What I'm looking for is what days are not good. Yeah. I'm going to try to create some kind of consensus of what, you know, see if we can come up with something. The only days that aren't good for me typically is the second Wednesday, which is planning and zoning.
Which is tomorrow.
Right, which is tomorrow. I mean, I'm willing to do early mornings, you know, if that works for everybody.
Fortunately, that would not work for me.
Right. No, I get it. People got to go to work. When I say early, I'm talking pretty early, like 7:30 early. But, to, you know, give me an idea of what days are not good for you. We'll keep it at nights if we can. And I will try to talk to Sherry and Stacy.
What also might work good for your checking people's schedules is to set up a Google poll or a Google time slot calendar just to
see. Yep, I can try that. I can try that. I did at one point I did send out a calendar and I indicated what days that were good for me on it, and nobody responded to it.
Was it through Google or?
No, it was an Excel type spreadsheet. And I basically sit here, see what I did, throw your initials and what days work for you or don't work for you.
And seriously, I didn't see that.
I think I actually tried to look at that at one time and I had issues. Yeah.
What date was that?
It was a while ago.
I have to go back in my email records. I don't know, Eric. It was a while ago. Sometime in the fall.
I think we're making this up.
Yeah, I think I tried to look at that.
Eric, when you're putting it, you're ready to put a C note on the table, I'll prove it to you.
Don't start with me. Don't start.
Okay. Do you have any other new business?
We should probably, before we started here, we were talking about money for us and not seeming to be a priority on the Board of Selectmen in terms of getting on their action list.
I'm going to follow up with Pam. I'm going to actually call her because it's a little bit easier for her not to not avoid me. And I will send another email, but I'll carbon copy the entire Board of Selectmen. I figured I'd give her the common courtesy.
Why not send to all the selectmen? I mean, or you just feel it overriding somebody or something?
I don't know. I just feel it's appropriate to send it through the first selectman versus the entire board.
But nothing happened.
Yeah, I know.
So essentially, we need to show up at a Board of Selectmen meeting and make a comment during their open
public discussion. Yeah, but what I see happens if people do that is they say, well, thank you, we'll put it on our agenda, and you just wasted a month.
Yeah.
Because they're not familiar with the information, you know?
That's right.
Right. I was thinking that as more as a reinforcer to emails and other contact.
Yeah. Well, the next email going out will be carbon copied. Everybody is part of the selectman board. And, you know, I'll carbon copy the town administrator in there. You know, we'll get a little bit more attention that way.
Yep.
Okay. I can tell you right now, the Board of Finance, they have been meeting. They didn't meet this week.
I recognize they're working on the budget.
Right.
And I have not found a copy of the budget because I don't think it's public yet. And I'm hoping when they make it public, I see a line item for $149,000 for our commission.
No. You think you're going to see that?
No, I'm hoping.
Oh.
I'm hoping. moving on to the agenda, number eight, public forum. Anybody from the public make any comments or address the board?
The public?
Well, we have an obligation to open up to the public, so.
That's true. You're right.
Technically, I'm not public, but I do have one quick question.
Go ahead. You're allowed.
For the meeting minutes, was that Eric who seconded?
Which one? Yeah, he seconded pretty much all of them. Yes,
okay.
He did.
I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Yep, not a problem. Last call for the public. Eric, number nine is all yours.
All in favor, say aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Aye. Opposed? Extensions. We're good.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Ashley.
So next month is 7:30 again?
Thank you.
Just so we know.
Yes, we'll keep it at 7:30. It's a little bit easier for my dinner.
Good deal. As long as I know.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good night, Ashley.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.